from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go, our number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Hope you're having a great day. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Broadus. You got Lucius in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Woolchuck and Chiafalo are in the house. And, of course, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. How the heck are you guys doing?
Hey, I want to ask, you make the call. G-Bag, you make the call.
Sure.
My earbud seems to pop out of my thing here.
Dealey
as you
bopper?
Notice, yeah, it's my... Yeah. If I put that in my ear, is there a chance I could be electrocuted?
No.
I could try.
I don't think so.
You think? It's kind of like exposed wires and stuff like that.
No, that's audio wire.
With all that hair you got in that ear, I think it'll clog it up.
Okay, yeah. Let's give it
a go.
I think
you're protected.
I mean, those are some pretty high-dollar headphones, weren't they?
Earbuds?
Yeah.
They were. Now they're, holy cow. I don't know, it's kind of trash.
You're like Bam Bam, you don't know your own strength.
They're trash.
You definitely go viral, that's for sure, brother.
Jared didn't get to make the call for us last night.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have his headphones on. What am I doing?
Lucius is talking to you.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it.
I can't hear you, buddy.
No. Nah. Jared did not get a chance to make the play-by-play call, but he was the analyst. Did he get it in? I mean, that's the perfect opportunity to spice up the call a little
bit. I wasn't listening on the radio last night, though.
Bang, that's bang.
That bang, bang. That would have been the last game.
Brian wasn't listening on the radio? This is ridiculous.
I was trying to watch the Cleveland Browns, guys, to be honest with you. Lucius, you had a question for me? You said I'm an idiot.
I would just tell you, if you did get shocked and electrocuted here on the radio, we'll go viral, brother.
You think so?
We are out of here. We are on Dateline. Channel 4, 6 o'clock news.
Should I do it?
Yeah, ride the light.
Local radio host electrocuted while broadcasting.
I'll go get some water.
Next at 10. Please. But at first, do you like kittens?
No.
Are you going to throw water on me while the electrocution's going on?
Well, I think that'll help get the story conductor sort of started up. Yeah, conductor. Thank
you. Should we put it on the bet payoff board?
817 says he's been shocked by worn-out earbuds before.
Well, what are we doing?
I think it can happen. Shippy's been shocked by this board before.
Okay, I'm going with the one
ear. That's a hell of an electrical current running through that situation over there. Yeah.
I might just have to go with the bad headphones. Like when we bring guests in here, like, hey, we're a professional organization here. Have some bad headphones.
Yeah, we got to stop that.
Hey, Frank Caliendo. Oh, I'm sorry you can't hear in the right one very well.
Use the other one, Frank.
Hey, Frank, can you hear me?
Well, no doubt the Yankees heard from our guy Bang Bang Wyatt Langford.
They did.
Last night, grand slam walk-off ninth inning against the Yankees, 4-3 was the score, and the Rangers end up winning 7-4. Evaldi and Stroman tonight. In that clubhouse, you got to be thinking, can we get back to 500 right now?
Sure.
I think that's one of the goals. But the other goal, just what Langford's kind of been doing, producing some big hits and has a key spot in the lineup. No matter where they're hitting him right now, I just feel like we need this guy to go on and be that superstar going into year two if the Rangers are going to make a big resurgence in 2025. So that was a lot of fun. They've won 6 of the last 8 games now.
Yeah, I was listening to Boach earlier with KMC. It sounds like Corey Seager's probably going to be on the IL later today. Yeah. We'll get that announcement. So, I mean, for Wyatt, this is exciting. I think we're all looking for what ways of optimism can we carry into the offseason, and certainly what Wyatt's doing now. I agree with what Mike was throwing around where, hey, who do you want up bases loaded, game on the line situation. It's Seager, and then right now I think you do probably have to make a good argument for Wyatt Langford. I think Josh Young's in that conversation, but what Wyatt's done, it's him and Jackie Robinson. That's it in the history of Major League Baseball, to hit a walk-off grand slam, an inside-the-park homer, and hit for the cycle in the same year. So it's awesome what he's doing after struggling at first, and now he's really seeming like he's finding his groove at the big league level.
Superstar makeup. You know, you're watching Shohei go for 50-50. Yeah. What's Langford capable of? Is that 40-40 potential in him?
I think he's got that ability. Speed. I mean, he's got tremendous speed. He's fast. I mean, Shohei, long strides, obviously huge, a lot of talent in that body.
So much talent.
It's like a moose.
But Langford so is faster, I would say. So
if you told me, like Jared was like, hey, have you ever seen Shohei run? And I was thinking, man, maybe I need to go on YouTube and kind of check him out. But
he's like a freaking racehorse.
He does cover some ground.
He does.
And we're going to talk about an edge rusher for the Browns tomorrow that covers some ground. But it is amazing how that Shohei is stealing these bases. But to me, I do feel like that it's like singles turn into doubles with these guys. Yeah. If it's hitting the right spot, he immediately is not even thinking about it. He's just running. You know, and he's getting there a lot more often than he's getting out. Yeah. So, you know, good for him. He is the guy. The thing that's going to make me the happiest in the offseason, if we have anything that we can really hang our hat on, is, again, CY getting signed.
Yeah,
that's the one that's going
to
make me the happiest. And I would appreciate some of these guys finishing up the season, you know, with some good positivity going into, you know, into spring training next year. But get this general manager done. Let's make sure that the guy who's putting all this together is in place for several years, and you know he can continue to build on and find guys like Wyatt Langford and others.
There's a couple of big time barometers, like do you bring back Evaldi? Do you bring back CY? And you know, if you do those things, then I think you're in a well placed to be highly optimistic about what this team could be capable of next year with all the, you know, I mean DeGrom, Malley, possibly Rocker. This thing could really be special. It's Dak Watch 2024 though.
I was over there today.
What are we seeing?
Quiet. Sounded all quiet. I asked all the people, asked everybody. No, it's Matt Pittman throughout some. He was on with Sean and RJ this morning, and he's buddies with Dak. I saw them hugging it up pretty good at the when he was there. He's the official pitmaster of the Dallas Cowboys. He was out there in Oxnard. Nice to spend some time with him. But yeah, he was dropping some knowledge that he felt like that things were pretty close, and then he kind of signed off on that. I tried to circle back to see if he was really a Cowboy insider here.
Follow-up reporting, I like it.
I think there was some momentum building yesterday, possibly. Yeah. I think the Cowboys would like to
I've reached out to some people that would usually contact me back about things, and the fact that they've gone silent a little bit, it kind of tells me that maybe I just need to not text them anymore.
I hope the pit man drops that story. I hope he breaks it.
That'd be sick.
That'd be awesome. Adam Schefter and everybody has to say his name.
That would be cool,
Barbecue legend.
Yeah. Matt Pittman. By the way, I got a brisket queso you need to look at. But another news, that's Dak Prescott's favorite queso that I make, and he's going to be signing this year.
Schefter's throwing all six of his cell phones around in his office.
Oh, yeah, it's a meltdown. It's a meltdown for sure.
I got scooped by the meat guy.
Yeah.
Meat church.
Matt's holy gospel rub from Meat Church is the rub for the orange magic wings,
right?
And it was his tutelage years ago that sent me in the direction
he said he was pushing this morning a hickory seasoning right now, so that
sounds wonderful,
soon to be on the shelves. But they've got a lot of different flavors that you could throw. Those profiles he's got are pretty strong.
So you got the Matt Pittman report.
Matt Pittman report.
You got the Diana Russini report.
Yeah.
You know, when she said they're only apart in years, that to me says this thing is so close. One side or the other will budge. They're just trying to see if they can get it exactly the way they want it.
Yeah, we'll see if, you know, the one team, the team has the history of kind of you know, allowing that to happen. And maybe they're trying to hold ground here. I don't know. I it would tell me a lot if I knew which side was thinking of the if in fact one is looking for long years and the other is looking for short.
What do you think the number is though? Because I just feel like, man, for Dak to it would be pretty cool, because it would just really show how bad did Dak really want to be here. We can talk about how excited we are about, hey, if we have to move on, we have to move on.
Would you be surprised if it came under 50? And if he came under like it came at 58?
Yeah,
stunned. If it's under 60 million, I'd be stunned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be.
It would definitely surprise
Dawson?
Me.
What is the pecking order right now? Is it Burrow at 55?
I think somebody just...
No, Jordan Love just got the 57 or whatever.
But I'm saying if you put that thing at 58, I mean, who's the next quarterback? Who's the next
Purdy.
Purdy's the next one in line.
Next offseason, it'll be Purdy will be in there, and I'm sure there's one or two more, but...
The cap has gone up so much, I think it's very realistic to think, you know, 58, 59.
I think they could
I would say 60 minimum. I would be surprised if the deal gets done and it's not 60. I'd be like, wow, Dak really wanted to be here then.
I'll bet you a meatball sub.
That it's less than 60?
It's less than 60.
I'll take the bet.
Okay.
I would take that too.
Okay.
I just want a meatball sub. I'll pay for it if I have to.
We got that. We got that covered for you. Don't worry about it.
Cowboys and Browns Sunday 3:25 here on the Fan. I do believe we're going to have a Dak Prescott deal before then. Mm. Maybe even tomorrow night in the pregame show for opening night. Get everybody tuned in talking about a Dak Prescott contract. I could see that.
The NFL would hate that right
now. Would they hate that?
Oh, gosh, yes.
That wouldn't get people fired up to tune in?
They want to focus on the game. Remember how during the Super Bowl they never want anybody to ever announce anything for their standalone events and stuff like that?
Because you don't want to show it up.
You don't want to show it up. The whole broadcast would be about Dak Prescott signing.
Okay, so what's the best time to announce this in?
Saturday afternoon? Today.
Today. Because they got a game Friday night, too. You got to against Packers in Brazil.
Yeah.
So maybe Saturday.
But see, you don't want to do Saturday because that's kind of what we always talk about, the Friday news dump, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody really paying attention on Saturdays. But yeah, you could. I wouldn't be surprised if Jay Glazer on Fox's pregame show, because his relationship with McCarthy and the Joneses, would be the guy that breaks it on a pregame show on Sunday.
That makes some sense.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. We'll see if Schefter and those others can kind of rally. It might be somebody we're not even thinking about. Like Matt Pittman. Yeah, we're laughing about Matt Pittman. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if somebody, Jory Epstein might be one that you know.
She could do it.
Yeah, because she's really good relationship close. She had a great relationship with the player. So. Yeah. They might throw her the opportunity. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be Ed Werder now working for WFAA exclusively. He's on local TV.
Congrats, Ed.
That's cool. Can you still see WFAA TV broadcast? Like, is that a thing still?
Does it depend on your provider?
No, I'm talking about like you can walk down there and see them actually broadcast. Oh, is that still a thing?
With the window?
They left.
The Victory Plaza?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where are they now, then?
I don't know where they are. I think they're across from the Dallas Morning News. I think that's Ed I saw on Twitter posted a video of him walking
in. Is that space available? Because I'm going to put a podcast studio there.
I think it just got bought.
Oh, did it?
Big bucks, no whammies.
Yeah, they're putting something there.
Oh.
I just read about that, actually, a few weeks ago.
I need to look that up.
You sure do. Early bird gets the worm.
Right there at the Victory Plaza?
Yeah, right by the AAC.
They got to have a space for me over there, don't they?
I would imagine.
I mean, you know.
One place or another.
I'm asking questions.
Yeah, you know.
I'm asking questions.
We're going to run your numbers real quick and see what we can do for you.
Okay. I think you're asking the right kind of questions.
Yeah.
That would be a really interesting
Let location. Me know if there's space down there.
Carpe Omnia has officially been replaced. We were just talking
by
about
uprooted?
It yesterday. Just rooted.
Oh.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy says rooted is the team's theme for the season. I guess it's based on bamboo. In the fifth year, bamboo, grows to full maturity.
Is that what it's really based on?
That's what Todd Archer tweeted.
I was thinking it was something to do with trees and roots, and this we're standing, we're holding firm.
It's based on the foundation that's been built here over 5 years. My dad gave me some good advice about living your life in 5-year increments and what you can learn in that time and space, not trying to do too much too fast. It was a life lesson. But yeah, then he talks about the bamboo and stuff. And
this is McCarthy's dad saying this?
Yeah, this is McCarthy talking about his dad. Well, apparently his dad had some good wisdom.
What, Tiki Hut Bar? What are we doing over there?
Man, so, sometimes that bartender has great life wisdom.
Yeah.
He just likes slinging drinks.
He listens to everybody else.
Yeah.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
I see here bamboo is the fastest growing plant on this planet.
Yeah, and it takes over a whole yard, so you got to keep it in check.
Yeah, they say if you plant it, you better be on top of it.
You got to keep it in check, brother.
Yeah.
It's been recorded growing at an amazing 47.6 inches in a 24-hour period.
What?
Damn.
Yeah, it explodes in that fifth year. It grows it can grow 80 feet in a year.
Yeah, it'll choke out everything in your yard so it can survive.
Yeah, it says it can be harvested in 3 to 5 years versus 10 to 20 for most softwoods.
Okay.
So just to give you some context.
Okay, very interesting.
That's not a softwood.
That fool said softwood.
He did.
Derek Eagleton.
It's hard.
has tweeted that the Cowboys has never started four rookies in game one of a season since the 1970 merger.
Okay, dude, any merger stat, I'm all here for.
Okay, see, now I thought
let's make history, guys.
I was on their show this morning there at the break, and I thought about the Dirty Dozen in the 70s, the team they had, and then I came up with the team that we had with Parcells, or actually with Dave Campo, where we played Ross.
Oh, yeah, Derek Ross at corner.
Bryant, and then Andre Gerard.
And Andre Gerard, yeah.
Yeah, so there were three. Okay. There were three of the guys.
Derek Ross looked like a player for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in 2020, you had Lamb, Steele, and Diggs, and an 0-2 Williams, Gerard, Bryant.
There you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is the first time that four are going, so salute to Guyton, Beebe, Leofau, and Carson being a little piece of history here. Yeah. More NFL news coming up at 3 o'clock with your news of the day. But a lot going on, including the viewing for Kenny and Quinlan last night. Unbelievable. You boys were there.
Yeah, we went by, and there was a G-bag flag right there. We signed it, and he's got the family had the entire log of all of his what you drinking, what you thinking that he had written out. I mean, Eric and I were going back reading some. I mean, it meant a lot to the family. The funeral was today at 11 a.m. for when he told us they were able to go. And I mean, it was sad. It was tough to see Kenny in the open casket thing. I mean, certainly that's one that's a little jarring.
It is, no question. He was looking damn good, though. He really was, and he was just a few feet away from that G-bag flag. It was nice to. I believe he's going to be actually buried with it.
I believe that's the plan that his son Cody wants to do.
And shout out to Cody. Shout out to Tuesday. Tuesday.
And we met Max and Landon.
Yes, we did. The hockey playing grandsons. Are you kidding me? The red curly lettuce on the older one with a hockey gash inches long on his forehead. It was fresh. Like that dude needed stitches right then and there. He is a hockey playing mofo. It was awesome. And we got the background, the history on the rock and roll tequila.
Yes, we know
how it came about.
No way.
He loved that guitar glass.
And it is a badass
glass. It is awesome.
Great
bottle. It's cool.
Yeah.
And he when he saw it the first time, he was like, yo, what is this? We got to get this. He had a friend who could make lamps out of glass bottles. Yeah. And so that became the original one. And then that was a staple forever. The rest is history.
What so we might legend. Be getting a new lamp for Christmas, according to Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday's going to be making some rock and roll lamps.
Oh, very nice.
Well, salute to the whole family. Definitely one of the most significant and iconic flag plants in the history of the G-Bag Nation. Kenny and Quinlan to be buried with a flag. Flagtober 2025 right around the corner.
214 just texted in saying that they went today to the funeral, saw Rodeo Ron, and it was the two of them that folded the flag, I guess, before
that's awesome.
Putting it where it had to go.
Wow. Okay.
I hope Rodeo had a flask on him.
He did.
I hope you had a flask, brother.
Well, Tuesday said
something
Rodeo.
His breath.
Yeah. We just missed Rodeo Ron yesterday when we went to the viewing, and I asked.
You could still smell him.
Did he come in drunk? Yeah, we could smell the Jim Beam.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
And the tea levels. Just reeks off that guy.
Okay, we got a run. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Barnwell gave his playoff predictions. Who's in, who's out? It's next here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for your free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. 7 minutes till the G-Bag of the Day, Woolchuck. Give us some Barnwell content here. Who's in, who's out of these playoffs?
All right, so Barnwell's made his predictions for the 2024 NFL season. Teams that are returning to the postseason. He's got the Chiefs of Kansas City.
Yeah.
The Ravens.
I'll agree with both of those.
Of Baltimore. Both of them in. The Bills of Buffalo. And nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
He's got your Dallas Cowboys back in the playoffs as your division champions. The Detroit Lions, the Green Bay Packers, and the San Francisco 49ers, along with their division foe LA Rams, all back in. Now, these were the tough ones. These were the fringe teams. Who's in? Who's out? Filthy. They're out. Bye-bye.
Out?
Not in. Not
See
in.
You later.
Not in, according to Barnwell. Get out of here. In instead of the Eagles. It's the Bears of Chicago.
Wow.
Caleb Williams as a rookie leading the Bears into the playoffs.
Matt Eberflus is going to be the head ball coach of a playoff team.
That's what Barnwell believes.
It's tough to believe rookie quarterback can get it done, man.
Tough division.
Tough to believe.
It's a tough division. It is a tough division, but there's a lot of talent on that team. We'll see if Eberflus can put it together.
Yeah, you got a mic that's off. So
yeah, he's got Lions, Packers, Bears.
I got different headphones on today.
Let me give you some good headphones.
Hey, by the way, it's nice being with you. If you want me, I'll come back at 3:40, do Krusty's Corner.
You are a great guest.
I'll just leave after that.
Is that what you want to do?
These headphones are just kind of like, I'm like off.
It'll mess you up. It's like bad headphones in the gym or something.
You're not feeling them?
Whatever you need, Krusty.
No, I'm good.
You got to be in your pocket.
I can't believe I busted my other set.
Can we get you like an Afghan and a couch over here? We'll put a Wheel of Fortune on. You can take a nap.
Wheel of Fortune.
I gave Eric these originally.
Yeah.
I gave these to Eric, and so now he's like gifting them back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah.
That's what happens when you pay it forward, dude. See,
I'm going to give them back to you when this is done today. But anyway, yeah, Chicago Bears, three out of the division. I hear myself
three
talking
out of the division.
Now.
Okay, there good. You go.
Carry on.
Last NFC team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Look how funny those headphones look on
his head. They do look goofy. They're way too small.
They're hugging.
The proportion of the head.
How about my face is too fat? What do you think about that?
I think it's the head. I don't think it's the face.
Yeah, it's just the general.
It's really the headphones. It's not a you thing. It's the headphones.
Your circumference.
Yeah. Not bad.
It's sort of an all-encompassing.
I was looking at your headphones and your face. They were talking about
I can't hear a damn thing. I can't hear. This is like 1968 headphones.
You can't hear.
We'll do it live.
You can't hear. We couldn't see you.
Out. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're not making the playoffs. Out of here.
Yeah, they were fringe last year.
You know who's in, though, in the South as division champs?
Atlanta.
It's New Orleans.
What?
This
really?
Might be one of the more ballsy picks he's got. It's the Saints of New Orleans. Black and gold B, I know you're celebrating with that pick from Barnwell. Derek Carr.
Barnwell.
Leading the Saints to the playoffs, according to Billy B. All right, AFC.
Derek Carr will get you to the playoffs.
Will he?
Yeah.
We might need to watch dog. Old Barnwell.
I know. This is going to be... Well, he's usually
is he a New Orleans
his,
guy?
Like, I don't think he's a New Orleans guy.
Is Barnwell like got a little French something going on in there? I don't know.
I mean, he is a big Frenchman, but I don't think he's from New Orleans. All right, out is Miami. Dolphins not making it, according to Bill. Sorry, Eric.
Wow. Hey, fall from grace.
Don't apologize to me, man.
In. The J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
It's a bit now.
Yeah.
He's doing it. Well, I tell you what, the quarterback, right?
If Rodgers is healthy, they got a shot. That team's... Yeah, of course they do.
If the 40-year-old quarterback off an Achilles in front of a fragile offensive line and a part of a dumpster fire organization can stay healthy, maybe they can make the playoffs.
They definitely could. It's a pretty loaded roster. Out Cleveland, not making it, according to Bill.
Is no surprise.
Oh, well, Will Chambers is also a believer in New Orleans. He just texted in. He said, maybe I'm a little crazy. We know that, Will, but he's also a believer.
Well, he's also got the Commanders winning the NFC East the same way you do.
Yeah, he's also day drinking for about the 58th.
You think he's already opened the bottle?
Heck yes.
We got the Bengals in, Browns out, Steelers out, Chargers in. And the final team in the AFC, according to Barnwell, it's the AFC South Division. He's got Houston out. Doesn't believe that they're going to be able to repeat.
Fail, Bill. Fail.
In Jacksonville, the Jags.
Doug Peterson's my friend, and I don't even trust him.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just.
I don't think the Jacksonville pick's that crazy.
No, I don't think it's that crazy. But, I mean, and the Texans do have a very, very difficult schedule.
Difficult schedule.
And they're finally having to deal with some level of expectations. But it's hard to imagine that coach, that quarterback, and that roster not getting it done.
That kind of remind me of what we did in Green Bay in the early 90s. We got into the playoffs, and then from that point on, it was just run and go and do it. Because you know, the first year, you believe, and you got the right players.
Yeah, it's established.
You keep adding bodies.
You get the coach and the quarterback
You got the coach, the quarterback, caller. I mean, I think Bill's wrong about this one.
Yeah, I think Houston's still going to get in, even if they don't win that division. Like, I could see the Jags or even the Colts maybe winning it, but I think Houston's getting in as at least a wild card team. And the Chargers one's interesting to me. I mean, I definitely could see the Chargers maybe getting in, sneaking in there with Harbaugh this year.
He
absolutely is a winner.
You get him squared away.
I can't believe in the Steelers. I don't think they'll have a losing record because Tomlin never does, but that quarterback deal just seems really, really ugly.
214 says, Stroud did it as a rookie last year. You're right, you know, and he was amazing, poised as a veteran. Most of them are just, you know, just trying to stay above water and get it figured out. And then, you know, year two, you can limit the mistakes and start to put together a career. It's just so rare that Stroud did it. I'd be shocked if we saw it happen 2 years in a row.
Dak, RG3, there's some other ones that come to mind. It's possible. Maybe Caleb's special.
Calling me a crybaby. For what, 817?
What's he crying about?
What are you doing there? Also wants to talk about some baseball, so we will. We'll talk baseball. We gave you the update.
He wants you to talk baseball.
He wants you to talk baseball.
Yeah. We got Seager's hurt. Seeker's on the injured list.
I do have some Ranger news that just came out. Elvis Andrews is officially going to retire as a Ranger tomorrow.
Oh, man.
So there's an update on your Texas Rangers.
Listen, I'm in line with DFW sports fan, and I know 95% of you, unfortunately, are no longer watching or listening. You know, it's not a fan base that digs in and watches. I'm just a DFW guy. You know,
I'm just a kid, man.
Just vibing with the audience, not watching the Ranger games because they suck. Oh. You know, did I just make it about them?
You did.
Oh, that's my bad.
Why'd you make it personal?
Definitely been a disappointing.
That wasn't personal.
It was personal, Dawson. Yeah. You've been on this rant lately. You're making everything personal.
I just thought I was talking about the way they played the game.
Yeah. The views expressed by Gavin Dawson represent Gavin Dawson. Gavin Dawson only. Yeah.
The look on your face was terrified.
I was terrified.
It's like I was talking about your mom or something. Maybe
he only does that off air.
What?
Maybe you got a little too much Homer in you too.
I do. I'm a real Homer.
Can't admit what's really going on.
Yeah, I'm a Homer. I admit it.
Time to go into the pimp cup. Here's Lucius.
Speaking of Homers,
your G bag of the day.
I was speaking of home wrecker.
You're busting my balls here. Oh.
Home wrecker. Let's go to the home wrecker.
No. No, I've never been that.
That I know.
Unless I'm talking about my own home.
I just wrecked my own house. Yeah. Get me out of here.
All right. So our champion so far of G-Bag of the Day is the playmaker, Michael Irvin. He was on It Is What It Is podcast. That is Ken, Ron, and Mace, former rappers. Well, I shouldn't say former rappers because Mace just did a freestyle that everybody's going crazy for. He done lost 20 pounds. He's looking good in the game, looking like 90s Mace. Cam'ron, you know Cam'ron's always rapping. So the rappers and sports guys, Cam'ron and Mace, they had the playmaker on. He is going to join these guys, I don't know, every Monday and every Friday, I guess.
There you go.
He is their NFL correspondent. Anyway, I don't know who's sequencing these stories, but they are wilding right here. Because as soon as Mike dipped, listen to the next story.
We have a lot of weeks to see the progress happen, man. But thanks, Mike. We appreciate you on the first day, baby.
Yeah.
Y'all my brothers, man. I appreciate you, man. Thanks, dog.
Salute, baby.
Okay, so before we end the show, we just got a couple more topics to discuss. So Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, was caught sniffing a white substance in some photos that went viral earlier in the month next to his new girlfriend. Of course, a lot of memes were thrown around, but what was you guys' initial reaction to seeing those pictures?
I wait for Mike to get on talking about that cocaine.
Can't bring that and want to trigger him.
Hey, on a trigger.
Know the audience.
Yeah, you got to know your audience.
Got to know your audience.
Hey, yeah, who's sequencing that situation, man? You know Mike was going to be there. You going to do the cocaine story right after that? Come on, you wild.
I think that was an ambitious host lady.
Yeah, you think it was?
Yeah, ambitious host lady.
I feel so, too. I feel her fingers. She was doing it today, too. She went to, like, Miami. So the stories today were both about the Florida teams losing, then Miami winning.
Yeah.
Right after that,
She doing too much, Lucius?
She doing a lot right now.
She's doing a lot.
She ain't speeding yet, though, but she's doing a lot.
Okay.
Let's go to Oklahoma. Head coach Mike Gundy.
Oh, jeez.
He's a grown-ass man.
He is a grown-ass man.
I'm 40.
Yeah.
I know, he's got to be like 60 now.
I'm glad you just said that, because he's
he knows lyrics.
I think he got a perm, by the way.
Did he?
In his hair. It's curlier than ever.
A little bouffant, a little blowout.
Yeah.
I think he boofed his hair.
Billy Ray Cyrus look.
Yeah.
Achy breaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he has some IT problems, being an older man. He doesn't know how to fix the IT situation, but he knows how to fix the IT situation.
I can't. They won't let me hear it. If anybody's a good IT guy, we can get the guy from Michigan down here and let him hook me up.
Nice.
Even though he didn't do it. What was that song in... what was that song? You should know.
Damn.
He had a song. It was kind of a partial rap in the shower. He called me. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Shaggy.
What was it?
Yeah. It wasn't me.
That's right. It wasn't me.
You should know it.
No, that was you.
Yeah, I wanted to see who you pointing at. Hey, man, you should know it.
Weren't you just cheating on your wife last week?
You should know.
What do you mean by that?
Honestly, I think he pointed to a young lady.
Oh,
I think he pointed to a young lady, because if you play back, listen to her response.
Oh,
I think if you could get it.
Oh, you heard this.
You know it.
Even though he didn't do it. What was that song in... what was that song? You should know. Yeah, the song, it was kind of a partial rap in the shower. It caught me. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Hey, you should know.
He pointed right at her on that one. Yeah.
Hey.
Wasn't me.
It's a good song.
It is.
That's when they used to talk before the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore. And you'll talk them before the song.
Let you catch them.
Unless it's a bunch of threats. let's see what else we got here for you, boys.
That was year 2000.
Yeah.
On the money.
Hey, man. Next door.
That's a good start to a song.
Picture this. We're both naked.
Yeah.
How could I forget?
That's that Eddie Murphy joke. Hey, it wasn't me.
She let you catch you?
yeah, exactly.
Like his buddy was like surprised.
Exactly. Jared Sandler called in yesterday for some smoke.
Oh, we got Jared.
I think.
Yeah,
Jared.
He got a little.
Jared. Smoke. Oh, he wants to get
some
spicy.
Smoke with Dawson. Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. True. Jared's here. I think Buffalo might be the sixth or seventh wild card team as Jared Sandler joins us now to protect his guy, Jack Leiter, who I have been corrected.
That is wild.
Was good yesterday, giving up one run per inning pitch. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, no, I was listening because I love you guys. And Dawson, I heard you the other day when you were very passive aggressive with Broadus. I know how you can be. I heard the drive-by shot there. That's cool. I was just trying to help you via text. Not sound like a total...
Okay, so you say you're trying to help me via text, Jared. This is not how you address somebody via text in the middle of a segment. Be honest. Did you watch the game? Suggesting that I was dishonest, that's where you got sideways with me, Jared, just so you know.
But did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Honestly. So I saw his numbers.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I was just trying to help you out, because if you watch the game, then it would be a different approach.
He said, but did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
Right after that.
I'm proud of you for admitting you didn't.
Yeah, you were honest.
You could have danced that one.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Man, you know how many game-watching arguments have happened on this station?
Oh, gosh.
Bro?
Oh,
did you watch the
game-watching arguments?
That is like the worst thing you could call somebody. Like, you don't even watch the damn game.
I go home and I still watch more.
Yeah. Here's how it ended, though.
Is even one of the top Rangers prospects anymore as the number two overall pick? I guess that's my bad for having expectations too high on a guy.
No, Gavin, you're spinning this because you don't know how else to combat me other than by playing the, I guess it's my bad. You're not listening to anything I'm saying, though.
Okay, that's like, the second insult you've given me in the last 30 minutes. Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
gave you the see.
They gave each other the see. They was all polite at the very end. See ya. See ya. See ya too, man.
How many minutes before I was in the truck last night before I was on the phone with Jared Sandler?
No. Dude, are you okay? Are you mad at me?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I told Jared he'd be all right. Yeah. You think Gavin, he seems pretty mad, man. I said, you'd be all right, bro. You'd be all right. It's a long week. Don't worry about it.
It's a long week. Yeah. We're just getting started.
Yeah, don't worry about it, bro.
Don't worry about it.
I do love having Jared on the show. He's great.
Oh, yeah. Jared's amazing.
Very helpful.
He's a star.
That was a great back and forth.
You never know when Mount Sandler will erupt.
Man, that whopper looks good.
He'll come tap you on the shoulder, brother. I'm telling you, right now.
Do we need to vote?
Yes, please.
Is it Michael Urban on with Cam and Mace, our champion? It's uncomfortable, isn't it, Brian? You know all about people replaying your fights.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You don't want it, but I'm going to vote for you today, so just go to me. I'm voting for Dawson today.
You're voting for Jared Sandler calling in.
I vote for Dawson. The disagreement.
Mike Gundy has IT problems. Is your other nominee? That's what I'm voting for, Chief. How about you?
I'm voting for screw you, Jared.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Luchas?
Jared called in and said, hey, man, put me on. It's only fair that I get to stand up for myself here. It's only fair.
Put me on.
Did you ask him if he was standing up?
Oh. He was attacking me. I felt attacked yesterday, Wolchuk. Who are you voting for?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the attacker here, Jared Sandler.
Isn't that like when Dale Hansen said Barry Switzer was attacking him?
Yeah, exactly.
That was assaulted.
Yeah, it was insulted.
Okay, coming up next here in the nation, it's time for some restroom revelations, Chief.
Oh, You've never seen an alpha level deuce dropping like this mad pooper in Kentucky who is still at large. Restroom revelations next on The Fan.
972 says Jared was in the right no matter how you try to gaslight Gavin. Well, I will tell you, first of all, I'm not above gaslighting you, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you
that's
this.
The truth.
Which one of us is doing the gaslighting? The one looking at the evidence and the stats and letting the stats be the stats, or someone that has an alternate view of the stats and is interpreting it that it's actually good to give up one run per inning? Which one is gaslighting? Which one is real? And which one is an interpretation creating, you know, perhaps a false reality? That's what
you
I would
find that suspicious.
Huh? What do you say? It's time now for Eric Chiafalo's Restroom Revelations. Here's the Chief.
877-881-1053. I need the Tolos to come up with the nickname for the latest delinquent defecator. We'll get into the breaking news right after this. Yes. All right. Now, unfortunately, it seems like we do have a Cowboys fan dipping their toes in the poo wars, if you will, and we will get to that momentarily. But as the headline goes, we got ourselves a manhunt. Louisville police are frantically searching for a man who keeps taking dumps on a random person's front porch. That's the direct headline. Ward Joles was all over this beat here for Wave 3 News. You've heard of porch pirates, he says, exclusive. But what about porch poopers? Right now, LMPD looking for one man who's been pooping on, now keep this in mind, one homeowner's porch multiple times this week. This is a different iteration of the mad pooper from a few years ago who didn't necessarily have one victim in mind. Mm-hmm. This person has like singled yards, somebody right? out.
Any connection?
Here's the news story.
It all started with this. Sunday night, a young man in a red shirt walks up to one Louisville home well after midnight and begins peering inside. The homeowners have no clue. After a few seconds, the man runs away in his socks and disappears into the night. But the next night, he returns and leaves a horrific surprise.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop.
The homeowner, who wishes to remain anonymous but who we'll refer to as Jim, then checked his doorbell camera and realized it was no cat at all.
And it turned out to be a person.
Right.
And not only did he defecate, but he also urinated on our welcome mat.
Mm.
That's tough.
He didn't even have much either. He just gave you what he had. No, my man thought it was cat poo.
Thought it was cat poo.
He didn't even have much.
That's not good colon health.
I would say it's a wasted effort.
Yeah, it's a wasted effort.
You know, not to profile the guy.
He ran away in his socks.
Yeah. I'd say he's at least in his 40s and probably not getting his fiber.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He said, hold on a few times.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what's amazing about this guy. And that's just part one of the news story. We'll get to part two here in just a second. But that's what's incredible. They have exclusive footage. Wave 3 News does of the doorbell camera for these people. This guy is not trying to be sneaky in any way. There is no, he's not trying to be inconspicuous. He's literally, he's up there and he's showing full face. He's pulling pants down, just letting it rip right there on the doorstep. He's looking at the gate. He does not care.
We thought it was cat poop.
He is now, yeah, that was shocking.
Sounded like, sound like he was lifting weights on the porch.
What's
this guy doing out here?
And he's a young buck. Like you're saying, like maybe he's a guy
who's guy
in his mid-40s. This dude's probably in his 20s. I cannot believe he's still at large. But it gets even, I guess, a little bit crazier.
What's even more disturbing is that the man returned a third time the very next night. Oh. Jim got an alert on his phone and tried to confront him, but the man was already gone.
You have no idea who this guy is or why he's doing this.
I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We, you know, keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves. And I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution.
Jim has now filed 3 police reports for each night his home has been targeted, but so far, no arrest. Just a big mess he's now forced to clean up.
I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed, but it's very disconcerting and disturbing.
In Louisville, Wargiles, Wave News.
He's not trying to force entry. He's not violent. He's just defecating and urinating in front of my house. Gosh, it's good.
You think he's just doing this for comic relief?
It's interesting that he's singled out this one person. It makes me think that anonymous Jim here, who's during these interviews, is like, it's a blackout interview. Like he's some sort of insider criminally or whatever. So he's definitely trying to stay anonymous, but it does make you wonder why, what is it about this dude's house, this dude's porch that keeps bringing this serial defecator back. You know what I mean? It makes me think that maybe there is some type of, this feels more personal than anything. You
it
know what I mean?
Feel
the
personal.
Other lady, and it was a lady the last time, mad pooper lady, and this has been like probably 3-4 years now.
Yeah, that's Colorado, right?
I think it was Colorado, and she was just going, there was no rhyme or reason for where she was going. But this dude keeps going back and he's now done it 3-4 times. So well,
there was a couple years ago we had an issue down on Katy Trail. With
we did, yeah.
Runners just stopping and letting it go because they were on really long runs and had to use it apparently out there, apparently mid run.
Yeah, emergency, like whatever situation, understandable. It's a one off, you know, you learn from that. But this guy is this guy's being a bit malicious. Yes. And again, it's Alpha Deuce dropping at the highest level, looking into the doorbell camera and dropping out his cat litter.
But I thought it was cat poop.
The Alpha pretty ridiculous. Deucer. Yeah, I mean, pretty hilarious.
And he runs off. Anonymous in his Jim socks is really also hilarious. Just a great vision.
So incredible story. We will continue to track it.
I think what you do is you get your younger family members gathered, and you come up with a price, right, for what it's going to take for a few nights of their services.
Yeah,
and you have them, you know, prepared and laying
hiding
wait.
In the bush.
Probably, yes. You know, maybe with plastic gloves and dog poop, you know, but we're throwing poop at this dude, a lot of it.
Oh, okay. You go on the offense there a little bit.
That's right.
Better get them some hazmat suits.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll make sure everything's safe.
Yeah. We're not going to cut any corners.
Can I ask a question here then? Your guy Wade, is that Wade who's doing the story? Did we say, I heard this name Wade.
Yeah, his name is Wade Joles.
Okay, Wade Joles.
Ward Joles. Ward, first name Ward, last name Joles. Story? Yeah.
Right, is his career going down the tubes then right now?
It's going down the toilet.
It's going in the tubes.
Well, but what I'm saying though is he, by having to report this.
This is putting him on the map. This is his big moment.
I kind of feel like this is kind of their disrespecting him a little bit.
This is his big break.
I don't think
maybe in the 90s this would be disrespectful, but these days, no, you're going viral.
You think
this is a badge of honor?
Yeah.
You think this is a badge of honor?
Absolutely.
He graduated from like Missouri Journalism School to cover poo.
Probably.
Poo stories?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like to me if they said, "Hey, Ward, get out there and cover this story," I would go, "You know." Yeah, pound sand.
I think this is one of the best news stories we've received in
I would just say, memory. I would think your
he could finally wipe a story like this off his resume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It can drop at any time.
Yeah, I just don't know. I think if they're giving me this story, I, I would do something else. Like, is there an opening in weather I can handle or something? You know, I'd be something else.
Well, we do need to address the unfortunate elephant in the room. That is Cowboys fan dipping his toe into the poo wars that the FSU guy started.
Uh-oh.
Here's the sound.
I'm Jordan Garnett. I'm a stand-up comedian. A couple of years back, I got a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl tattoo claiming that we would win Super Bowl 51, and then I went back-to-back and did 52. It went viral. Obviously, didn't happen. But I'm a man of my word. I got the tattoo. I kept it. I haven't changed it. But I'm going to top you, Mr. FSU. If the Cowboys do not win the Super Bowl this year, I will not only eat dog poop, I will actually eat human feces, human shit. I will eat human shit. That's how confident I am that the Cowboys are going all the way this year. Bet on it. I don't welch.
He doesn't welch.
He doesn't welch.
And now we have stooped down.
Now we're going to have to watch this guy eat human poo.
To the Philadelphia Eagles level of rabid disgust. That's
human poo worse than horse poo.
I don't know how you rank them.
Yes, 105.3.
Yes, to answer your question. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then, yeah, I'm not in favor of this anymore.
Let me see the person. Let me see the horse.
This is horrible. We don't want to be doing this
as Cowboys fans.
Okay? I know. Take this down. Disappear.
Take it down.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl. Now you're going to have to eat crap, or you're going to do what the other guy did, which is bail. You will welch.
Hey, Bales.
Is this one of those Cowboys fans that's like really in New Jersey or something? And it is really like a toxic Northeasterner that happens to be a Cowboys fan.
I don't know. Maybe we can get Jordan on the show. I'll find out.
Yeah, he's apparently a comedian. So hopefully he's a Northeastern
comedian.
Jordan
and I go way back.
But yeah, pretty unfortunate there. We have now arrived and stooped down to the levels of FS Poo and filthy fans.
Comedian specializing in bad bits, Brian.
I think so.
Okay, coming up next, it's time for the NFL news of the day. Woolchuck, where are you taking it?
Shout out to Micah Parsons for this audio gold. We've got extensions, and shout out to the neck of Davis Mills. That's next.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.